Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's top story, the Rays lose the World Series and the coronavirus ends up stealing the show. I have to spend a few minutes on this. I know we're in the middle of an election. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but I watched that game after I got off the air last night and I got to say a few things about it. And let me start, you know where I'm going here. Let me start with Kevin Cash removing Blake Snell. I'm watching that unfold, and I'm feeling the same way Blake Snell was feeling on the mound. Are you kidding me? You're taking him out here? I mean, it sounded like Blake Snell was shocked by it. The rest of the team was shocked by it. Look, there's a couple of different things I think it's important to point out. The Rays are an analytical organization, and that ain't a bad thing. You're talking about a team with, I think, the second or third lowest payroll in all of baseball that's in the World Series. So obviously, how they do things is very effective. I'm very hesitant to question the baseball side of the Rays operation. I've questioned the ownership side when it comes to a new ballpark, but the baseball operation side, about as good as you can find in professional baseball. But you've got to balance that sometimes with the moment. You've got to balance what the computer calculations and the analytical department says and what your plan is, the plan that you made earlier in the day, with what's happening there in the moment, especially in a big moment like that. Blake Snell's cruising. I don't give a crap about three times through the order. Normally, three times through the order, you want to take him out, I get it. It's the World Series. It's not the same. Sometimes in these equations, there's a different variable that's added in. And I think the different variable last night was Blake Snell was in a groove in the biggest moment of his life. And I think you got to let that rot. He's your Cy Young winner. If you're not going to roll with him, who are you going to roll with? Who are you going to trust? So I couldn't believe when Kevin Cash came out there, he came like sprinting out to the mound. I thought maybe when he first exited the dugout, I thought, all right, maybe he's just going to go talk with him, kind of settle him down, maybe, you know, point out something, and he takes him out. And that was the defining moment of the game. Once Blake Snell comes out, the momentum changes. I mean, obviously for the Dodgers, and that I think also should have went into the thinking. What message does it send the Dodgers? How does it change their thinking, their approach? How does it just change the momentum? As Snell's walking off the mound, pissed off and rightly so, you could just feel the momentum in the game change right there, and nothing had even happened yet. You just knew, this seems risky. Not so sure this is going to work out. And it didn't. Tough one. Now, of course, there was absolutely no offense, too. I mean, you can't just put this all on that one decision. The Rays had plenty of opportunities to score more runs or to come back in that game, and they didn't. The offense stunk. But I do think we got to take a step back and look at this World Series in the prism of David versus Goliath. The Rays with one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball. And that does matter. It's not the end-all be-all, but it matters. And you can see why it mattered. The Dodgers have, I think, the second highest payroll. And they have been able to get some of the stars like a Mookie Betts that can be a difference maker in those big moments. You know, this is what happens. You've got a lineup in the Rays that is good throughout the year, solid team. They play well together. We had the emergence of a potential superstar in Randy Arozarena during the postseason. But for the most part, you need different guys to step up at different times. You need everybody to pitch in order to get the job done. With the Dodgers, you can get carried by Mookie Betts or Bellinger or Seager. They can carry the team just on their own. It's a big difference between the two. So hopefully in the end, I think one of the big positives, and look, it was just fun to have the Rays in the World Series, especially a year like this coming off the Lightning Stanley Cup win. But hopefully this is a moment that maybe builds the fan base a bit more. Maybe make some Rays fans out of people who don't live here in the Tampa Bay area. They were just rooting on the underdog in this series, or they found something to like. I mean, maybe that moment that Phillips wins the game, that captured the attention of the nation. Maybe, you know, it just creates some buzz around the team. And I have no doubt they're going to be great next year. They're built for the long term, and hopefully they'll get back there. And after losing two World Series trips, they get over the hump. Maybe the third time will be the charm. But a shame it ended last night. Definitely hoping for a Game 7. But you know what? If you're Major League Baseball, you are so thankful today that it didn't go to Game 7, because I don't know what they would have done. Justin Turner, the third baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, in the middle of the game, the Dodgers are notified that Turner tested positive for COVID-19. He's got to be removed from the game. I don't know how that happens. And can you imagine if this did go to a Game 7? What would they have done? You couldn't play the game tonight. There's no way. Turner's got no mask on. He's all hanging out with the team throughout the dugout. And then afterwards, I'm sorry. We have seen a number of examples of selfishness throughout this pandemic. Too many to count. And I fully understand wanting to celebrate a World Series win. I've followed Justin Turner since he was back on the Mets, because I'm a huge Mets fan. So he's worked hard for this moment. But you tested positive for COVID-19, and he's out there on the field with no mask on. Baseball security, Dodgers officials told him, don't go out on the field after the game. You need to isolate. He refuses to comply, and he's out there taking pictures with the team. Now, there were a number of moments when he was out there where he had the mask on, some where he didn't. But what a mess. Now there's a Major League Baseball investigation into the whole thing. And this World Series win by the Dodgers, first one in decades, it's overshadowed by this chaos. I don't know what he was thinking. That entire team now is at risk. Their families are potentially at risk. Real mess. And I'm sure a lot more is going to come out about all of that. So that's my World Series recap for you to kick off the show. Just had a few things I've been wanting to say since last night.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.